Hello, it's Father Jim. I'm at the moment thinking of the Gospel for this coming Sunday. Luke's Gospel for the 29th Sunday of the year. And our Lord is pointing out we should pray continually and never lose heart. He tells us about a judge who didn't fear God or respect anyone else, which was terribly funny. Really, I mean, judges should respect God and everyone else. But in the same time, there was a widow who kept on coming to him and saying, "I want justice from you against my enemy." For a long time he refused, but at last he said to himself, "Maybe I've neither fear of God nor respect for man, but since she keeps pestering me, I must give this widow her just rights, or she'll persist in coming and worrying me to death." Terribly funny. Just get this woman out of my hair. Throw whatever she wants at her. And the Lord said, you notice what the unjust judge has to say. Now, won't God see justice done to his chosen who cry to him day and night, even when he delays to help them? I promise you, he will see justice done to them and done speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This says to me, faith is very persistent. If eventually the widow got what she wanted from this beastly judge just because she kept bothering him, how much more will God give? It's all right to bother him. It's a great act of faith. Ask and you'll receive. He says, seek and you'll find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep finding. Don't give up. Why? Because that is what our Lord is like. He's the one who seeks us. You remember, Adam ran off into the bushes, and God sought him. Perhaps he was hiding among the rhododendrons. When God found him, he said, why? He said, "I forgot my fig leaf." And God said, "Who gave you a dirty mind?" It's like the hound of heaven. The Lord seeks us. We run away, we hide, we play hide and seek, you see? We hide and he seeks. But he won't give up. He won't give up because he's the one who seeks. And I believe somehow, somewhere, sometime, he who seeks, namely the Lord who seeks, will always find. Because he's the persistent one, and because he is persistent and keeps knocking at the door, I believe somehow, sometime, we will open the door. Even if we're like the unjust judge, just to give him a thrill, just to get him out of our hair, you might say. Because he is persistent, one day we will all open the door to him. He's the one who asks. You know, in prayer it seems as though we're the ones always are asking. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses. But he's the one who asks, "Jim, will you allow me to love you?" And we play hard to get as usual. Don't want to commit ourselves. And he keeps pressing us, "Do you allow me to love you? Will you allow me to love you?" And other questions he keeps pressing us with, "Who do you say I am, Jim? Who do you say I am?" And to Peter, he persistently three times said, "Do you love me?" That's persistence. And so my hope isn't that I'm the one who knocks at the door and who seeks and who asks. My hope is that he's the persistent one. In his prayer to us, when he asks and hopes to receive, when he seeks and hopes to find, and when he knocks and won't go away, he'll carry on bothering us until we open the door to him and say, "Come, Lord Jesus. Amen."